الشكر وشكر the fact that Baruch Hashem we have this our Yidden Verim that our skeleton group that ardent faithful enthusiasts of our group that that have the cheshek and the rotzim to grow together, to stay together, Baruch Hashem, that we have. It's a wonderful matana also, but what you don't realize that this we have our group that we have here, Baruch Hashem. I always encourage you people to see what you can do to, you know, like be misaka other people, as much as you could, Baruch Hashem. Okay, Abishai. So, did the secretary read the minutes? What did we work on last week, Abishai?
So, we spoke about Machlekes, and he said there are three different Hagdaros to Machlekes. On the national level, on the local level, and on the personal level.
By local Israel, meaning that, you know, in your building, Shreinah, or Yeshul,
right? Ms. Garrett. So, the national level, so there's not a lot we can do at the national level except daven. So that's really the main thing.
Right.
On the...
The Muslim, maybe we'll... I think earlier, I just want to ask Joe Brown, how did you have anything you want to say about these?
In short, they're interesting that this week, last week, this shalom, I can't hear fights with the neighbors, so it's when something shalom between the neighbors and after the 2 weeks. And the ground is interesting when I'm talking to my people and I see them, you know, I may not always change my words, but at least I feel that I'm maybe.
They're aiming at me. Gewaltig. What about you, Yaakov?
So, yeah, so the davening part of it, okay? And also, it tells the actual Machlokes in our lives. So, we had a bit of a Machlokes with a certain service provider. A company that provides certain service. Not going into details. So we decided to try and make shalom with them. We need to think how to go about it properly. But
I mean, sometimes you have to sit down and think about it.
Right.
And what about you, Moshe?
I mean, I certainly thought about it, and the davening, and in my mlecha, Baruch Hashem, for the better or worse, I don't have a lot of issues in Machlekes now, so... You know, I worked on it, but there's nothing, there's not a whole lot to lemaisa, Baruch Hashem.
Okay. Baruch Hashem. Okay, Rabbi, what I wanted to suggest with you tonight, let's say, the holy Ugda for the night is Chesed. Well, first of all, I'd like to suggest that we should continue and the first part of the Shalom of being the Spala for Klal Yisrael. Like I mentioned to you that the Matzah of Klal Yisrael is terrible, what they say. Even though Baruch Hashem may be over here, you don't get the brunt of it. You know, a nice quiet community, Baruch Hashem, except when you have to work with the fight with the providers. But otherwise, you know, nice and quiet, but in America, tremendous machlekes, different rebbes, different Hasidic rebbes. This one is the Rebbe, this brother, that brother. But that, you say, well, that's Hasidim, nothing to do with me. But it's Klal Yisrael's one. We have to be worried about it just as much as we have to, just everybody else, I would say. Because in this Indian, Klal Yisrael is united together, and we have an achrayus, we have responsibility, even though you're here, and the machlekes might be in America, but the responsibility of it, we're mature, grown-up men, and we're, you know, the fact that we are sure made from the mitzvahs today, the faithful ones to Hashem, so we bear a certain responsibility. We're like Hashem's army today. You know, we're the central forces of Hashem's army, and we're mature, grown men, and we have to feel that we have responsibility, even though two rebbes are fighting in Muncie, whatever it is, but it's, we have to feel it's like part of us. And we can't do anything about it, you know, to solve the argument. At least we can pray to Hashem. It's in the davening. You know, we don't have to even make up a tefillah. Shalom Rav, Al Yisrael Amachor Tosim Rav. Shalom Rav, Vasim Li Amachor, you know, Ki Atol Melech Adonam, V'toy Bein Nech Lebrechus, V'chol V'chol Eitz, V'chol Shal, V'shalim Mecho, you know. We can't say more than that. Like, it's there in front of us. So why shouldn't we be machaven? You know, the machlekes of Israel. Okay, but it's getting later and later. I'm asking to stay tonight a few minutes, also a few minutes later.
Not tonight.
Anyway, but just very quickly. The ultimate tonight is chesed. And the chesed that I want to suggest tonight is that to say something nice to somebody that's going to make them happy. That's the ultimate tonight. Except that it is very important what I say. The type of thing that I'm talking about is not little niceties like salutations, the morning, the Shabbos, which is excellent, and we even spend time working on that here in Akabur, right? Those type of things. But I'm talking about something else. It's like saying a few, could be even a few sentences, but it's more than just like a nice thing to throw out. Something, the main point of the Uvda is that you have to sit down every day and contemplate what you want to say to them. Give it some thought. Right? I'll give you an example. Let's say Friday night they have a little Onik Shabbos or something, whatever it is, and one of your friends got up and said a few words on the parasha. So I don't know if you ever have such things like that. I'm just giving you an example, right? A little Shalom Zachar maybe, or a little Onik Shabbos, and one of your friends got up and said a few words. So next time you see him, you tell him, you know, when you spoke that Friday night, I just want to tell you that I just couldn't get over it. I came home, nighttime, I was thinking, like you said, it was so beautiful the way you put it together and the way you expressed yourself. You know, like, you plan what you're going to say, who you're going to say it to, what you're going to say, when you're going to say it, how you're going to say it, right? In order for it to be effective, you have to have all those things, you have to give it thought. Who are you going to do it to? You know, of course, what you're going to say, like how you're going to say it, when are you going to say it, right? Because if it's the wrong timing, sometimes, like, it loses the minor from it. Like, if it's wrong timing, come over to him in the street or something, you know, blurt it out. But you have to see the moment when it's nice so that's what the Uvda is about, my survey say. It's chesed, in one of the highest forms of chesed. I just want to tell you, it's the famous Gemara, that I don't know who it was, they told his Tuvi Avdi, his Eved, he said, go out and bring me the most delicious meat there is in the animal. You know, and he brought him back the tongue. And he said, bring me the most revolting, tasting meat. He brought back the tongue. It ends up the tongue, if you prepare it one way, could be the best tasting or the worst tasting. So the Gemara says that as a mushal, your tongue, if your tongue You can give the biggest enjoyment, Yerim Moshe, the biggest enjoyment possible. This is Lashon HaChazal. It's like Kaladik. Lashon HaChazal is that you can give the greatest anor to a human being through speech. Now, I don't know if the Chazal is just saying it as a mushel, but they mean it literally. I hate to mention such a word here, such a holy gathering, but I don't know if the Chazal mean it literally. You know, it's more than drugs, LSD, you know, morphine. Say the biggest hanoi you can give to a person with your tongue. You say the right things to a person, you can make a person feel so good. There's no better good feeling that you give a person than you could with your mouth, with your verbal expression. So that's what our Uvda is all about, what they say, using our verbal powers to give somebody hanor. In order to do that properly, it needs some forethought. So that's the Uvda, I say. Here, I mentioned that the Uvda is that every day you should give a few minutes of forethought, something that you want to say to somebody that's going to make them feel good. Speak to your wife. But the main thing is that it's not that you should just go over and off the cuff say something nice to them. Now that's very nice also. That's terrific. But we're doing this Uvda to work on ourselves, right? To make a kinyan. And the kinyan that I'm talking about, everybody says the kinyan I'm talking about, the way you have to make the kinyan is like it has to be premeditated. Right? In other words, to make somebody feel good, it could be you could do it without premeditation also. But the object over here now is not just to make people feel good. Our purpose right now is to work on ourselves, right? To make a kinyan that it should go into our neshama. Right? To be mashrish, to root something in. And that's our purpose now. So, it could be that many happy people will come out now because of our Uvda. There will be a few very joyous people floating around this earth because of our Uvda, right? But which is Gvaldik. But that's not the purpose of it right now. The eventual purpose is that it should be part of our blood system, our nervous system, and do it, you know, as a way of life. Right now we're doing it as a training to be mechanech ourselves. Wait, is that clear? So the Uvda L'mayis again is that every day sit down for a few minutes and think about something nice you want to say to somebody. Again, the example would be like a gay, he spoke a few words. You might have heard that he did a ma'aseh chesed, this person, right? That he went to the hospital and he brought children on the children's ward. The children's ward. He bought some goodies and he brought it to the Erev Shabbos to give out to the children. Let's say the person did that. You go over to him and say, you know, I heard about what you did and I couldn't get over it. So beautiful, such a thing like that, such an act of chesed, you know, like so considerate and so original, like something like that, right? But you have to use your brain, think, who do I know that I could say something nice to like that? And give it thought. Rav Miller, the Rebbe, used to use this expression. He says, the fact that you bother your brain, he used to use the expression, the fact that you bother your brain to think about this, that gives it as a special koyach to make a kinyan in you. When you think about it objectively, what we're saying, like, what do we bother our brain with? Either Baruch Hashem with Torah, right? Either with Torah that you're learning the Gemara, whatever, or with your davening, you know, or you're using for parnasa, computers, right? You're bothering your brain, you know, to figure out, to program, whatever. Or with the relationships with people, you want to smooth them out. You say there's a machlekes, you want to try to work it out. That's what bothering. But over here, you're bothering your brain that I want to make somebody feel happy. What can I say to them to make feel happy? That's very unique, very unusual, right? For a person to spend time thinking about that. Right? Very, you know, and, like, probably the only time in his life so far that he stimulated his brain to think about such a thing like that. And it makes a tremendous, in brain waves, it makes a tremendous commotion. Like, what is he using his brain for now? Like, we never did this before, you know? And that's in the world of Gashmias. But besides, in the world of Ruchnias, like that, in the Shemayim, they're so excited that he's using his power of Kishreinus to do a chesed. It's a very, very high thing, I would say. Okay? Is that clear? So the Ugda, again, is two things. That premeditation, right? Sit down and think, who are you going to do it to? What are you going to say to him? How are you going to say it? When are you going to say it? And of course, say it to him. Okay? Clear. Wish everybody had luck. Very luck. Give everybody a bracha that Hashem